Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim daf Pei Zayin. We are holding on daf Pei Vavim Beis. We are two lines from the end of the page on daf Pei Vavim Beis at Itmar. Today's year is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Goldabas Simcha Leah Shalom, and Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi Shir. So the first thing that we're going to discuss today is we're going to have a machlokas if Evarim are considered to be Mu'ukalim and don't get returned to the Mizrach if they weren't on the Mizbeach at Chatzos. We had said yesterday that when you have these hard Evarim that have already been consumed somewhat by the fire, but the fire has dried them out, but they haven't turned into charcoal yet, they haven't turned into blackened coal yet, so that's where the Mishnah says that it all depends whether it was on the Mizbeach at Chatzos Halayla or not. That if they came off of the Mizbeach before Chatzos, you put them back on. If they came off of the Mizbeach after Chatzos, you don't put them back on. What if these Evarim were not on the Mizbeach at Chatzos? So then at what point are they considered to be Me'ukalim? That is going to be a three-way Machlokas. Then the Gemara is going to have a discussion whether Evarim become Pasul Belina while they're still on the Mizbeach, or does the Pasul Belina only happen after they are off the Mizbeach. Then the Gemara is going to talk about whether Kli Shares are even Mekadesh Psulin. We had said in the Mishnah that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, the ramp of the Mizbeach is Mekadesh. Kli Shares are Mekadesh, that which you put in them. Are Kli Shares Mekadesh even Pasul Karbanos and allow being Maktir them on the Mizbeach because the Kli Shares were Mekadesh them? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about whether Avir Mizbeach is Kemizbeach. The airspace above the Mizbeach, is that considered to have the Kedushas HaMizbeach? And that discussion, in some form or another, will bring us all the way to the Mishnah on Peches Amral. So let's begin two lines from the end of the page on Daf Peivav Amdbeis. So Itmar, Pirshu Kodem Chatzos V'chziron Acher Chatzos. What if the Evarim, these hardened Evarim of the Karban, came off of the Mizbeach before Chatzos, and you put them back on the Mizbeach after Chatzos? So the din of equal, which only happens if they're on the Mizbeach al Chatzos, did not happen to them. They weren't on the Mizbeach al Chatzos. So when are these considered mu'ukalim to the point that they don't get returned to the Mizbeach if they were to come off? So Rabba Amar Chatzos Sheni Okaltan. If the next night al Chatzos it's on the Mizbeach, that's when they become mu'ukalim, to the extent that if they were to then come off of the Mizbeach, you would leave them off. Rav Chista Amar Amud HaShachar Okalta. No, it's the next morning that they already become Mu'ukalim, and you don't have to wait till the next Chatzos. Meaning, the Shidim Gatzis points out, both according to Rabba and according to Rav Chista, the original Chatzos will not make it Mu'ukalim unless they are on the Mizbeach at Chatzos, because the din that Chatzos makes them Mu'ukalim is derived from a pasuk where it says Ala Mizbeach Kol HaLaila Ad HaBoker. And we darshaned yesterday, Tain Boker Le Bokro Shalaila, that there's this second Boker, or this earlier Boker called Chatzos, and it says in that Pasuk, Al HaMizbeach. So it only that halacha only takes effect when it's actually Al HaMizbeach. Now the Sfas Emes points out that this machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chista is even with Evarim that you initially only put on the Mizbeach after Chatzos, meaning it's the same thing. It wasn't on the Mizbeach at Chatzos. It doesn't have to be that it was on the Mizbeach before Chatzos. You took it off, then it was off during Chatzos, then you put it back on after Chatzos. It could be it was never on until after Chatzos, whether the Zman equal is Al Mura Shachar or the next Chatzos. But the Gemara would rather have the machlokas about a case where it was on the Mizbeach prior to Chatzos and then it came off and you put it back later, in order to tell us that Chatzos does not make equal unless the Evarim are on the Mizbeach, as opposed to the Svara of Rav Yosef. We're going to see a third Shita later on in the Gemara that Chatzos affects equal even with Evarim that are Munach al Karka, even with Evarim that are off the Mizbeach. So in order to demonstrate, not like Rav Yosef, we dafka come up with a case where it was on the Mizbeach, came off of the Mizbeach, went back onto the Mizbeach. So Amri Bei Rav, my time at Rav Chista, what is the basis for the Shita of Rav Chista? Then Amud HaShachar already makes them Kimu Ukalim, and that you don't need a Chatzos Sheni. Tosso says, what do you mean? Amri Bei Rav is asking my time at Rav Chista? Frak Tosso, in the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara identifies identifies when we have certain phrases that we call different Amoraim by. It identifies who those Amoraim are. And Amri Bei Rav, the Gemara says, is Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna happens to be Rav Chista's Rebbe. So how does that make sense? That Amri Bei Rav is asking, ooh, what's the Svara of Rav Chista? Is your Talmud? The Rebbe's going to ask what the Svara of the Talmud is and try to work hard to explain the Shita of the Talmud. So the Tosos in Dibra Maskal Amri has two answers. Number one, he says, maybe Rav Huna said this din prior to Rav Chista saying the din, and he's really just explaining himself, meaning that Enochinami, Rav Chista is saying it. Where do you think Rav Chista got it? He got it from Rav Huna. So Rav Huna's explaining what he meant, that which Rav Chista's been saying over in his name, probably been challenged by a number of people. So he says, let me clarify what I meant. He's explaining himself. Or alternatively, he says that there are a lot of places in Shas where Rav Huna is Mishabeach Rav Chista, his Talmud. So it could be that he had such respect for the Talmud that he went out of his way to try to be Mevayer Divrei Talmido, to try to explain the Shita of his Talmud. Now, Nagos Melechas Yom Tov, he points out that Tosos Masech Sanhedrin sounds that according to Tosos, this wouldn't be a Kasha. Tosos Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin and Beis wouldn't ask this Kasha, the Maskana of the Gemara over there is that Amri Bei Rav is only Rav Huna. This Kasha would only be a Kasha, according to Shita Satosos, who learns the Maskana of the Gemara over there, that Amri Bei Rav is always Rav Huna. But according to Shita's Rashi, the Maskana of the Sugi over there is that whenever it says Amri Bei Rav, it's Rav Hamnuna, not Rav Huna, in which case there's no Kasha at all over here, because Rav Hamnuna was not the Rebbe of Rav Chista. But anyway, my time is Rav Chista. So the Amri Bei Rav, whoever it is, asks, what's the basis of Rav Chista to say that Amuna Shachar is what makes the Evarim to be considered Ukalim, to the extent that if they go off the Mizbeach, you don't put them back? So Umachatzos She'eno Salina, if Chatzos Halayla, then even though it does not passel the Evarim Belina, when it's off the Mizbeach, because Kol Halayla, you could bring the Evarim onto the Mizbeach, and nevertheless, Osa equal, Chatzos Halayla makes the Evarim like they are Ukalim, so Amud HaShachar, Sha'osalina, Amud HaShachar, which actually affects the Psulina, say Nadin Sha'os equal, it should at least be able to affect the din of equal. So you see that Amud HaShachar is a more powerful force in its impact on the Karbanos than Chatzos is. So if Chatzos can make equal, Amud HaShachar should for sure make equal. So then the Gemara says, another case where Rabba and Rav Chista disagree. Pirshu kodem Chatzos, v'chziru nachar Amud HaShachar. What if they came off from Zeich before Chatzos? You didn't put them back on at Chatzos. That was the first machlok. You put them on after Chatzos. So the question is Amud HaShachar or the following night's Chatzos going to be Osa equal? No, over here, you left them off the Mizbeach the whole rest of the night. You only put them back on after Amud HaShachar. So Rabba Amar Chatzos Sheini Ochaltan. Rabba, that's going to be easy to understand. Rabba's going to say, just like he said before, that it's the next night's Chatzos that makes the equal. So this is no different than the previous case in Rabba's view. But what about Rav Chista? Rav Chista said that it's the Amud HaShachar that's Okaltan, but this was off the Mizbeach on Amud HaShachar as well. So Rav Chista Amar, Ein Bem Equal Li'olam. They never have equal. That's it. They lost their chance. And therefore, whenever these come off of the Mizbeach, you always put them back on the Mizbeach. So both according to Rabba and according to Rav Chista, the Chatzos of the original night will not make the Evarim into Mu'ukalim unless the Evarim are on the Mizbeach. If they're off the Mizbeach, that original Chatzos will not have the effect of making equal. So Maskefla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef challenges this. Uman Leimelon de Chatzos per Rosh HaMizbeach Meshavi Le'ikul Dilma Kolech de Mishchav Lehu Meshavi Lehu Ikul. How do you know that the original Chatzos, it needs to be on the Mizbeach in order for equal to happen? Maybe wherever it is, even if it's on the Ritzpas HaZara, it's not on the Mizbeach, it would also make equal. So Shalchu Mitam, so he sent a message from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Hilchsuk Rav Yosef. The Rav Yosef is correct that original Chatzos will make the parts of the Karban considered to be Me'ukalim. And again, the fact that it's Me'ukalim means that if it were to come off of the Mizbeach at any later point, you do not need to return it to the Mizbeach. That happens even if that original at the original Chatzos, it's not on the Mizbeach. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Pirshu, Kodim Chatzos, that if these hardened limbs come off of the Mizbech prior to Chatzos, ve'chzira nachar Chatzos, and you put them back after Chatzos, lo nanin, you're not allowed to get Hanah from them on a Drabanan level, ve'lo ma'olin, but there's no din mi'ila min HaTorah, because Chatzos already made them mi'ukalim, so we already consider them that they're nasis mitzvasam, and therefore they're no longer subject to mi'ila. We already assume everything that needed to be done with them is done with them, they're already finished. Ve'chein tana bar kapara, pirshu kodim Chatzos, ve'chzira nachar Chatzos, Yotzim Demi'ila. And Tani Bar Kapar said the same thing, that if they came off of the Mizbech prior to Chatzos, you put them back on the Mizbech after Chatzos, the Chatzos was still impactful, that it makes them Ukalin, and therefore they're not subject to Mi'ila anymore, because they already had whatever, it's already Nasis Mitzvasam. So Amalei Rav Papa Abaye, so Rav Papa says to Abaye, wait just a second, V'chimeachar D'sholch Mitam, Hilchsuk Rav Yosef, and Amri Rabbi Chia Baraba, V'chein Tani Bar Kapara, Rabbi Rav Chisav, Emai Pligi, you have all these people from Eretz Yisrael, they sent us that the Pesach is like Rav Yosef. Amri, Amar Rabbi Chia Baraba, that Allah is like Rav Yosef. Tani Bar Kapara, that Allah is like Rav Yosef. Like Rav Yosef. So how could it be that Rabbi and Rav Chista are arguing against all of these people, and they hold that it needs to be on the Mizbeach Ad Chatzos in order for equal to happen? Everyone seems to pass like Rav Yosef that it doesn't need to be on the Mizbeach when the equal happens. So Amalei, so Abai says back to Rav Papa, Bishmeinim. Yeah, you're right. They would agree to Rav Yosef. It does not need to be on the Mizbeach for the equal to happen. But they're arguing about Evarim Shmeinim, that their moda, that Chatzos would work even on a varim that Chatzos would work to take the varim that are kashim and make them considered to be meukalim even when they're not on the mizbech. But they're talking about a varim that have some fat to them, that even if they're kashim, even if they're hardened varim, but they're not considered meukalim at Chatzos halayla because the shomen that's inside of them prevents them from becoming deshen, and that's where Rabbi and Rav Chista have machlokas. So when do they become u'ukalim? Is it the next Amud HaShachar, or is it the next Chatzos HaLayla? Because they have shmeinus to them, that's why it's different. But they would agree to Rav Yosef that if there's no shuman, if it doesn't have any fattiness to them, then ein achinami. The original Chatzos will make them u'ukalim, whether they're on the Mizbeach or not on the Mizbeach. Frek the Panam Meiros, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, that the machlokas Rabbi and Rav Chista is only by Evarim Shmeinim, so why do they Dafka argue in a case where the Evarim were not on the Mizbeach at Chatzos? They should have argued about a case where they were on the Mizbeach at Chatzos, meaning if they both agree to Rav Yosef that being off the Mizbeach is the same as being on the Mizbeach, that Chatzos Halayla makes them Ukalim, and it doesn't matter whether they're off the Mizbeach or on the Mizbeach, and the only thing is there was something preventing them from becoming Ukalim, and that was the fattiness, so then it shouldn't matter whether they're on the Mizbeach or off the Mizbeach. Why do they have to come up with a case? Oh, if they were on the Mizbeach before Chatzos, off the Mizbeach at Chatzos, on the Mizbeach again afterwards, so when do they become Mukalim? If you're talking about Shmeinim, it doesn't matter that they were off the Mizbeach at Chatzos, even on the Mizbeach at Chatzos, they would not have become Mu'ukalim, a very strong kasha. So in the Sefer Mayim Kedoshim, he suggests that Nahavamina, the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Rav Chista are arguing in a case only where it came off of the Mizbeach, where it was off of the Mizbeach at Chatzos. But in Chinami, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, that's not the Machlokas, meaning the Machlokas Rabbi Rav Chista might very well be in a case where even where it was on the Mizbeach at Chatzos. So another Kasha that the Achronim point out, the Keren Or raises the question that since Rabbi Rav Chista are talking about Evarim Shmeinim, and that's why the original Chatzos Halayla will not make them Ukal, so why does Amud HaShachar or the next Chatzos matter? If they're Evarim Shmeinim, if they're fatty Evarim, and that prevents them from becoming Mukalim because they have fattiness to them, so then there should be no specific time that makes them Mukalim because they're Shmeinim. The whole point is that the Shmeinus prevents them from becoming Mukalim. So the Sfasema says it must be that that it burns for long enough that by the next Amud HaShachar or Chatzos, they're no longer Evarim Shmeinim at that point. You have to say something like that. The kashas over here are very, very strong. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, so we discussed what happens if the original chatzos, what has to happen in order for the Avarim to become mu'ukalim. And again, mu'ukalim meant that if you have hardened limbs, that once they're mu'ukalim, when they come off the Mizbech, you don't have to put them back on the Mizbech. Now we're going to discuss psulina. Baimnei Rava me Rabba. Rava asked Rabba the following shayla. Lina mo elas barosho shel Mizbech, o eina mo elas barosho shel Mizbech. Will lina pasul the Avarim that are on the Mizbech, or does the psulina not happen on the Mizbech? Is the psulina going to be chal even on things that are on the Mizbech when the night is over? Say chidami. Well, what exactly is your shayla? If we're talking about a varim that stayed on the Mizbech the entire time, well, hashtalanu be'azara amrit de lo yardu barosh shel Mizbech. If something actually had a psulina and then was brought on the Mizbech, we say you leave it there. So something that even if it had if something that was on the Mizbech the whole time never came off the Mizbech at all, of course you leave it there. So well, it might have kamina whether it has a psulina or not. It was something with a psulina that's on the Mizbech stays on the Mizbech. So ve'ela must be that the shayla is the yardu, that it came off of the Mizbech. Meaning, if in the situation of the Avarim being on the Mizbech, of course you leave them on the Mizbech. The suffix of Rava is that the Avarim were on the Mizbech at Alos HaShachar when the psulina should kick in, and then they came off of the Mizbech. So do these Avarim have a psulina at Alos HaShachar, even in the case where they were on the Mizbech during the time that the psulina would normally kick in? So now that they're no longer on the Mizbech, should you put them back or not? Because we had said, Kashem Shem Alu Lo Yardu, Kachem Yardu Lo Yalu, that which has a psulina, you don't put back on the Mizbech. Or do we assume that Lina does not passel Barosha Mizbech, and therefore they have a din of regular Evarim Ksherim that of course you put back on the Mizbech? So the Gemara explains what the suffix is. L'shulchan Midaminale, should we compare the Mizbech to the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, where the din is that if the lechem apanim stays on the shulchan more than the time it's supposed to, it never becomes pasul b'lina. So just like the shulchan is enough to protect that which is on it from a psulina, maybe the mizbeach also protects that which is on it from a psulina. How do I know that that's true of the shulchan? The Tanan, it's a mishnah meseches menachos. Afilu ein al shulchan yamim rabim ein b'kachlum. It could be on the shulchan, the lechem apanim and the bezicha levon could be on the shulchan for many, many days, and it will not have a psulina. Or maybe no. Maybe we compare the mizbeach to the karka, and on the karka there's a psulina, so maybe there's a psulina on the mizbeach as well. So that is the shaila. Should we compare it to the shulchan or not? Shidim Gvetz says, well, why would you compare it to the shulchan? Why? Meaning that every other kli shareis that it's in would have a psulina. So why would you compare it to the shulchan, dafka that kli shareis, as opposed to any other kli shareis where there would be a psulina? So Shidim Gvetz explains, because the shulchan, like the mizbeach, is kavua b'mekomo. Every other kli shareis you move around, so it's fundamentally more similar to one another than they are to any other kli shareis. So that's the hava. I mean, it's to say that maybe we should compare it to the shulchan. So amar lei. So Rabba answered Rava's shayla. Again, Rava wanted to know, is there a psulina barosha shel mizbeach? Rabba says, here's the answer. Ein lina barosha shel mizbeach. Lina does not passel when the item is on the mizbeach, and therefore, if the carbon was on the mizbeach at Amud HaShachar and then came off of the mizbeach, put it right back on, because it does not have a psulina. That the Achronim explained that the psulina is a din in Hezchadas. So when the Avarim are on the Mizbeach the entire time, and your intention is to be makti them, they're mukhan for Akhtara, they're designated for Akhtara, and it seems that that's where they're going to be destined for, so there's not going to be a Hezchadas. That it's not considered that there's a Hezchadas in them, and therefore there is no psulina. So says Gemara, okay, Rava asked the question to Rabba. Rabba gave his answer, so kibbul minei olo. Did Rava accept that answer? Did Rava agree that there is no psulina when something is on the mizbeach? So says Mar Tashma, let's go investigate. The Itmar, we have the following conversation that took place. Evarim shalonu ba'azara. If you have evarim that were on the karka of the azara during the night before Amud HaShachar, mekater v'holich kol ha'layla. You can bring them up onto the mizbeach all night long. You're still allowed to put them on the mizbeach. lanu b'rosho shel mizbeach, if they spent the whole night on the rosh hamizbeach, meaning the Adam and Rosh Hashanah, they were still on the rosh hamizbeach, mikater v'holich li'olam. You could be mocked to them forever, even if they stayed there until after Amud HaShachar. Yordu, but once they come down from the Mizbeach, after Amud HaShachar, now it's a machlokas. Rabba Amar Yalu, Rabba says, yeah, put them back on the Mizbeach, because there's no psalina, because they were on the Mizbeach at the time of Amud HaShachar. So don't worry about any psalina. If they come off, put them right back on. Whereas Rabba Amar Lo Yalu, Rabba says, no, you cannot put them back on the Mizbeach. There is a psalina, because apparently Rabba holds there's a psalina, Barosh HaShal Mizbeach. So Shmamina, Lo Kibla Minei Shmamina. So what you see from there very clearly is that even though Rava asked the question, Rava answered the question, Rava did not accept the answer to the question. Now what the Gemara does not tell us is why Rava didn't accept the answer to the question. Meaning Rava apparently had a good raya. He said, L'shulchan medaminan la. We compare it to the Shulchan, just like the Shulchan protects that which is on it from a psalina, it's mistaver that the Mizbeach will also protect that which is on it from a psalina. What's so bad about that? Why would Rava disagree? So the Sfasema suggests, based on Tosfos, that the machlokas Rabba and Rav Chista, whether the Chatzos Sheni is Ose equal or not, is Talui in the machlokas whether Lina is Moeles Barosh HaMizbeach. So once Tosfos makes that equation, that the two conversations we've had so far in today's daf are linked to one another, so once Rava heard that Rav Chista disagrees with Rabba about this, and he holds that Lina passels Barosh HaMizbeach, he paskins like Rav Chista as well, meaning he's going to say that that I understand that Rabba's going to come to a conclusion over here because he's l'shitaso in the previous machlokas, but I paskin like Rav Chista. Once he realized that the two are linked to one another, and he heard that Rav Chista disagrees with Rabba, so now he has who to paskin like against Rabba. The Keren Ora says no. His problem was in the svara. He asked Rabba a shayla, and Rabba says, you know what the answer is? It's just like the Shulchan. That's what Rav had a problem with. The Shulchan midamina lo. Why would you compare it to the Shulchan? Meaning, I'm sorry, even if you do compare it to the Shulchan, Rav holds that Lina does passel on the Shulchan. That you can't learn from the Shulchan to be machshir Lina Barosh HaShem Mizbeach, because Rav holds that the premise is incorrect. That Lina, that the Shulchan, even the Shulchan doesn't protect from Lina. That's that the Keren Ora suggests that Rava learned in the Sugya Menachos and Daf Kof that even the Shulchan does not really protect from Lina. Okay, Kshem Shem Mizbeach Mekadesh. We said that just like the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, things that are Rot Wilo, so too the Kevesh is Mekadesh, and just like the Kevesh of the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, so too the Klei Shares are Mekadesh. Tan Rabbanon, we have a Braisa that it says about Psulim that go on the Mizbeach, Hanogeh B'Mizbeach, that anything that's Hanogeh B'Mizbeach becomes Kadosh. Eli El Mizbeach, I only know that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh Psulim, Kevesh Minai, and how do I know that the ramp of the Mizbeach is also Mekadesh? Tamil Omer, Es HaMizbeach. Pasuk says Es HaMizbeach, so from the Es, it's Es HaTafel HaMizbeach, which includes the ramp as well. Klei Shares Minai, and how do I know that Klei Shares are Mekadesh, things that are placed in them as well? Tamil Omer, Kolon Ageh Ben Mikdash. Pasuk says about the Klei Shares, Kolon Ageh Ben Mikdash, whatever touches them becomes Kadosh. So, Boimine, Rishlach Shem Rabbi Yochan, Klei Shares Ma'ashay Kachos Psulim. Are Klei Shares Mekadesh even something that's puzzle that's placed in them? I know Klei Shares have the capacity to be Mekadesh that which is placed in them. What about those things that are puzzle that are placed in them? So we're assuming right now that the Shaila is about a din of Pidyon, that if you put a Mincha Temeya in a Klei Shares, does it now have Kedush Saguf to the point that you can't even be poda it? Or do we say no, the Klei Shares is not Mekadesh with Kedush Saguf, and therefore you can be poda it? So Amalei Tanisui says, Rabbi Yochan responds to Reish Lakish, we know this answer from our Mishnah. So you see from the Mishnah, the Klei Shares are Mekadesh, even something that is possible, and therefore it has Kedush Saguf, and it's not going to have any Pidyon. So Amalei Reish Lakish says, no, you you misunderstand my question. I wasn't asking whether it has Kedush Saguf and will have Pidyon or not. L'charchila li karev kami bayili. My question was about being makravit l'charchila. Are klesharis mekadesh that which is possible and is placed inside of them, and to the point that it becomes kosher and mutu l'charchila to be makter on the mizbeach? Or do we say, no, klesharis don't have the power to take that which is possible and allow you to be makter l'charchila on the mizbeach? It's like a puzzle that's im ala lo yered, but not lechadchila, not to actually put it on the mizbeach lechadchila. So Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, hanami tanina. That's also something we could answer from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah had said that the following things im ala lo yardu, shekiblu psulin vizarku es damo. That if psulin were makad, did the Kabbalah sadam and the Zrika sadam, my lav kiblu psulin vizarku psulin? And isn't the Mishnah talking about a case where psulin did both? That since the carbon became possible by the zrika of the psulin, you can't be makter lechadchila. So it's im ala, but im ala lo yered. But if the psulin were only mekabel the dam and ksherim were zorek the dam on the mizbech, then it would be kosher because the zrika is being done bekashrus. And even though the psulin were mekabel it, apparently when psulim are mekabel it, the klisha, so it's done bepsul. The klisharis are mekadesh it, and the klisharis allow that a kosher person can go and be zorek it on the mizbech. So that's the only, so that's the raya. The Mishnah had said, if the puzzle person does both the Kabbalah and the Zrika, then it's im alu lo yardu. But if a kasher person did the Zrika, even though it was kiblu psulin, then even the chachila, that's perfectly fine. So it says, well, no, you're misunderstanding what the Mishnah means when it says shekiblu psulin v'zorkos damo. It doesn't mean that psulin did both. Lo, shekiblu psulin inami zorku psulin. When it says im alu lo yardu, it means that if either psulin did the Kabbalah or they did the Zrika, the halacha would be im alu lo yardu. So therefore, that does not, so lecharchila, the klesharis is not mekadesh that which is possible to allow you to even lecharchila go and be makdir and be makriv. So that says a new shayla. Avir mizbeach ki mizbeach dami alo. Is the airspace on top of the mizbeach, does it have kedushas mizbeach or not? If a person, let's say, has the limbs of a korban that are pasul, that carbon that's possible, and instead of being sitting on the mizbech, it's hanging in the airspace above the mizbech, but it's not actually resting on the mizbech. Do we view that as if something that is already on the mizbech and therefore lo yardu, don't take it off the mizbech? Or do we say no, the avri mizbech is not the mizbech? So if it's just dangling in the airspace above the mizbech, pull it off, take it off of there. So that's the question. Is the airspace above the mizbech, does it have a din mizbech or not? So Tashma says, well, let's bring a raya. Kishem Shem mizbech mekadesh, kach kevesh mekadesh. We said just like the mizbech is mekadesh, the ramp of the mizbech is mekadesh. So if you have a varm psulim that even make it to the kevesh, you go and bring it and burn it on the mizbech because it's already mekadesh. So you bring it onto the top of the mizbech. Says, well, wait, how? How are you going to bring it to the top of the mizbech? Yam atav mizbech lav mizbech dami, aver kevesh nami lavke kevesh dami, hechi maskele mikevesh mizbech. If the airspace of the mizbech is not the mizbech, then the airspace of the kevesh is not the kevesh. So how are you going to get it from the kevesh to the mizbech? Because the second you lift it off of the ramp and to carry it, it's not on the ramp anymore. So then it's something that came off of the mizbech. And im yerdu lo yalu, you're not supposed to put it back on the mizbech. So if the avir is not the same thing as the mizbech, then you can't get it from the kevesh onto the mizbech. Havla yorud, it's considered to be yorud from the mizbech. Says, no, simple, to nuggetly. You schlep it, you drag it along the floor of the kevesh, so it never actually is in the avir. Says Gemara, yeah, but there's going to be a gap, because when you get to the top of the ramp, there's a small gap between the kevesh and the mizbeach. So at that point, it's going to be considered yarud. Va'avir yesh ben kevesh and mizbeach, but there's that gap of airspace. Says Gemara, no, ruba la kevesh ka kevesh, ruba la mizbeach ka mizbeach. Now at every point, it's either on the kevesh or on the mizbeach, because it's this large aver of the animal. The gap is teeny tiny, so as you're slumping it along, it's either rove on the kevesh, so it's still on the mizbech, or it's rove on the mizbech, so it's on the mizbech. It's never rove in the gap, so you don't have to worry that it's ever going to be considered to be off of the mizbech. But bottom line is, it could be that avir kevesh is not kikevish, avir mizbeach is not kimizbeach, and the only way you're allowed to get things from the kevish to the mizbeach is by dragging it. We're still assuming that. So says the Gemara, once you say that, tifshot meha hadabai Rami Bar Chama, maybe this will provide us with an answer to the question Rami Bar Chama posed, that yesh chibur li olin olo. Rami Bar Chama wanted to know, is there a chibur for those things that are olah on the mizbeach? What does that mean? If you have a limb of a korban that's partially on the mizbeach, is that considered as if the entire thing is on the mizbeach, and you just look at where rove of the aver is, or do we know? Do we not look at where rove of the aver is and then view the whole thing? We look at each section of the aver where it is right now. Well, tifshot yesh chibur. This seems to be assuming. Our discussion seems to be assuming that you look at where rove of the aver is, and as long as rove of it is on the mizbeach, you're good. It's on the mizbeach. So the fact that some of it is over the gap, is over that airspace, that gap, is irrelevant to us. So you see that yesh chibur. So says Gemara, halo kasha, tifshot. Yeah, in a chinami, you are poshate that shaila, and that's not problematic to us. Our conversation will be poshate that shaila. So bottom line is, we have not proven whether avir mizbeach is kemizbeach or not, because our best proof was that when you bring something from the kevesh to the mizbeach, if avir mizbeach is lav kemizbeach, you're violating bringing it off of the mizbeach. So we said, no, who says that you're picking it up? Maybe you're dragging it. So we don't know yet whether avir mizbeach is kemizbeach. So says Gemara, let's try to come up with another proof. Maskefla, Rava Bar Rav Chanan says, "I amrit avir mizbeach kemizbeach." I mean, if avir mizbeach counts as the mizbeach itself, olas ha'of, when you're doing malika of an olas ha'of on top of the mizbeach, so the bird is not sitting on the mizbeach, you're standing on top of the mizbeach holding the bird, right? So when you're doing the malika on the olas ha'of on top of the mizbeach, how do you ever have a psul with a machsheves pigle when you're having a machsheva? Hakolt the mizbeach, at the time of the malika, the mizbeach is already collate because it's sitting in the avir of the mizbeach. It's in the airspace of the mizbeach. So it already has the din of imalu lo yardu. So you're always going to be allowed to be makdirit even the next day. So mela, your machshava is never going to have any impact. Your machshava's pickle is never going to have any impact, because when you're doing the malika of the ola sof, you're there. You're already on the mizbeach. It was already ola on the mizbeach. So since there is a din of machshava's pickle by an ola sof, you have to say that avir mizbeach is not kemizbeach, and that's where the machshava's pickle is going to matter. So at the time that you're doing the malika of the ola sof on the avir mizbeach, the mizbeach is not collated because it's not really on the mizbeach. And if you have such a machshava to be makterit the next day, that's a machshava's pickle that's going to passel the korban. So that's the raya that avir mizbeach is lav kimizbeach. So maskev lav Rav Shimi Barashi challenges alamalo. Why, if the avir mizbeach is kimizbeach, is it not possible to come up with a case of pigle on an olas ha'of? Sure, it's possible. Mishkach so kigon da'amar hareini molka almanas lahorida lemachar ulalosa laktira. That I'm doing this malika almanas to take it off of the mizbeach after it becomes possibleina, and then to bring it back on the mizbeach and be makter on the mizbeach. And then if you follow through with that and you bring it down the next day, so it will be usher to bring it back onto the mizbeach, because any pasul that was yorid min a mizbeach cannot be brought back on the mizbeach. So that machshava would work at the time of the malika to pasul the carbon, meaning even though avir mizbeach is kemizbeach, but you could still come up with a case where you're being mefagel the olas ha'of, as long as you have a machshava to take it off and then to bring it back on, and you actually follow through on that machshava. So ask Gemara, hani chal rava damar lina moelis brosh hamizbeach. Well, that only works, that hechitimtza of how you can come up with a psul in the olas ha'of only works if there can be a psul lina while something goes on the mizbeach. We already had that conversation earlier in today's shiur, whether there could be a psulina barosh hamizbeach. According to Rava, that there could be a psulina, so then yes, you have a machshava that I'm going to wait for the psulina, then I'm going to take it off the mizbeach, then I'm going to bring it back on the mizbeach, lemachar, right? El Rabba damra ein lina moelis barosh hamizbeach. But according to Rava, that just like the shulchan protects everything that's on it from a psulina, so to the mizbeach is going to protect everything on it from a psulina. Well, less of the machshava. There is no machshava. This machshava will not passel by the Olas Ha'of. Because even if you follow through on your Machshava and you take it down from the Mizbech the next day, you're allowed to bring it back on the Mizbech because it never had a Pselina. And therefore, if Shimi Barashi's Kasha comes back, that if the Avir Mizbech is considered like the Mizbech, there will never be a case of pigul by an Olas Ha'of. So, answers the Gemara, the Rabbi Nami Mishkach said, no, even according to Rabbah, there is a case of pigul by Olas Ha'of. Here's the case. Kigon to Amar, the Kohen says, Hareini Molka, I'm doing this Malika on the Mizbech, Al Menas Lahorida Kodem Amar HaShachar. Having in mind that I'm going to take it off the Mizbech before Amar HaShachar. So when the Psolina kicks in, it will not be protected by the Mizbech. Ulalos Alachar Amar HaShachar. And I'll bring it back after Amar HaShachar. Even Rabbah's going to be Moda that there's a Psolina in such a case because it's not on the Mizbech at the time of Amar HaShachar. So, and therefore, you do have a Hechitimtza where you can be Mefagel in Olas Ha'of. So now Rav Shimi Barashi concludes his kasha on Rava Bar Rav Chanan. He says, not only can we not be poshet that the Avir Mizbech is not like the Mizbech, but Adraba, Lahach Kisa Miyativshot, the Avir Mizbech, Kim Mizbech Dami. Maybe I could bring you a raya that Avir Mizbech is yes like the Mizbech, that the Avir Mizbech is considered like the Mizbech. Disal Tataitach Avir Mizbech, Lav Kim Mizbech Dami, because if the Avir Mizbech is not like the Mizbech, Chatas Ha'of Psula Hechi Mazem Midama. When you have a Chatas Ha'of that became Pasul by doing a Malika Shalol Shema, right? By a Chatas Ha'of Shalol Shema will Pasul it. So let's say you did the Malika Shalol Shema, but you did the Malika on the Mizbeach. So we should say the din that anything that's Pasul that was on the Mizbeach stays on the Mizbeach. And you're allowed to be Mazem Midama. But Hechi Mazem Midama, how could you sprinkle the dam on the Mizbech, as soon as you're lifting it in the airspace of the Mizbech, Havala Yarud, it's off the Mizbech. Meaning, if you hold that the Avir of the Mizbech is not an extension of the Mizbech, so you have this Chatas Ha'of that we said, that Chatas Ha'of that's possible, that you could be Mazam Midama, you can't, because as soon as you lift it up, it's off of the Mizbech. And not only that, Sharp Sulim, any behemoth that has a psul with the Dam, and the Dam goes up on the Mizbech, where the din is okay if it's on the Mizbech, you could be zorek the dam. You don't have to take it. You don't have to take it down. You leave it there. You zorek the dam. Well, hechizorek lemidama. How are you zorek the dam? As soon as you lift it up off the floor of the Mizbech, it's not on the Mizbeach anymore, so it's already yorod from the Mizbeach. So isn't this a raya that the Avir Mizbeach is considered like the Mizbeach? And therefore, even when you lift up the dam of the Chatas Ha'of or the dam of the Behema in the Avir Mizbeach, it's still considered to be on the Mizbeach? So says Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Demagaluhu. Maybe we're talking about a case where the Chatas Ha'of, at the time you're doing the Azaz Adam, you're dragging it along the floor of the Mizbeach. It's on the Mizbeach. It's touching the floor of the Mizbeach the whole time, or the kli with the dam behema where you're going to do zrika from is sitting on the mizbeach the entire time up until the point of the zrika. So it says Gemara, but that ha hazayi, when you're dragging the bird on the mizbeach, you're going to call that hazah mitzuihi. That's squeezing the blood out of the animal. That's not hazah. Hazah means sprinkling where it goes through the airspace. Hazrika shvichi. And by the dam of the behema, you're going to call that zrika when you have the kli with the dam in it and you're slopping it along the floor? That's not zrika, that's shvicha. That's just spilling it out. Va'od v'chiderach hazah b'kach. And also, is that the way you do hazah of the chatzov right on the mizbeach when you're right there? Derech zrika b'kach? Is that the way you do zrika of dam behema? You're supposed to do it from a distance. So it turns out that you cannot say that it's sitting on the mizbeach or on the wall of the Mizbech. It has to be that it's in the Avir HaMizbech. And therefore you see that Avir HaMizbech is Kim Mizbech. That when you pick up the Chatas Ha'of, you pick up the Kli with the Dam of the Behema, you have not removed it from the Mizbech, because the Avir HaMizbech has the status of Mizbech. So the Gemara says, no, I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, no, that's not a Raya. Idinaklu Brosh HaMizbech HaChinami. If the Suffolk was about a person who's holding the Korban in the airspace above the Mizbech, yeah, then you'd be able to be poshit the suffik, and you would be able to prove conclusively that the Aver Mizbeach has the din of a Mizbeach. But that's not our suffik. That's poshit, that a carbon that's in a person's hand on the Rosh Mizbeach, of course that's considered to be in the Mizbeach itself. That's not our suffik about Avir Mizbeach. The guy is standing on the ground of the Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach, so, and he's holding it. So that's considered to be on the Mizbeach. Ki kamer de talinu bekanya. Our suffik about Avir Mizbeach is you're on the ground and you have like a fishing rod with the limbs of the carbon hovering over the Mizbeach. So my, that's what we want to know. Is that considered Avir Mizbeach or not? So take the Gemara does not resolve that question. There's a discussion in Poskim, what about Avir Beis HaKnesses, right? How far up, let's say they built this room without an Ezros Nashim, then they realized, Ayvei, we forgot to make an Ezros Nashim, so the whole place had Kedush Beis HaKnesses. Can you then build an Ezros Nashim in the Avir? Is that a Harada Mekedusha? So they use this Sugya to be poshet that Shaila as well. Okay, everyone have a great day. Elisha is going to give the shir tomorrow. At least that's the plan. I'm going to be in Toronto. And then I'll be back on Friday, Bezos Hashem.